This programming is sponsored by S&P Global Platts, presenting the Financing U.S. Power Conference, focusing on ways to shape the industry's future, October 27th through 29th. More at spglobal.com/financingUSpower.
It's Friday in theaters.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. There's currently a weather system off the east coast of Florida that the National Hurricane Center is tracking for possible development in the Gulf over the next few days. Right now, forecasters are giving it just a 10% chance of tropical development. At minimum, we're lined up for heavy rain here in the Houston area on Friday and Saturday, most likely, but there could be greater impacts as well. We'll be on top of that as the weekend arrives. It's too early to tell if this will develop at all, but the system has a higher likelihood of hitting us compared to the last one, which targeted Louisiana more. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick has put his weight behind 16 bills for the state's current special session. Here's the Texas Newsroom's Blaze Gainey.
Patrick announced that he's backing nearly everything Governor Greg Abbott wants addressed this special session, including eliminating the STAR test, cutting property taxes, and redistricting. Also on Patrick's priority list, Senate Bills 1, 2, and 3. They're aimed at improving the state's flood preparedness and emergency alert systems, plus providing relief funds for flood victims. But one idea the top Republicans seem disconnected on is THC. Patrick and the Senate are once again pushing a bill that would ban THC products, despite Abbott's veto of a similar bill last month. On Tuesday, a spokesperson for the governor said adults in Texas should only be able to access heavily regulated, non-intoxicating levels of hemp. I'm Blaze Gainey in Austin.
Stay here. We'll have more on the special legislative session coming up on Houston Matters. And with some early child care programs on the chopping block and facing looming federal cuts, Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo is spearheading the penny tax. This aims to bring in about $60 million to support and keep youth programs running across the county. Hidalgo spoke with Hello Houston.
These programs come at a time where the brain is developing, and that's why they're so important. And they also help our workforce. They help our workforce now because parents